Cambridge University coffee machine gained international stardom, with more than 150,000 people around the world avidly watching it. The computer department's coffee maker only holds about 6 cups. And with the building being 7 stories high, thirsty boffins often used to make the long journey down to the second floor, only to find an empty jug. That's until a 26-year-old PhD student came to the rescue by placing a video camera in front of the coffee maker. Daniel Gurdens enabled the parched academics to see whether it's full or not before setting out. Mike Isaacson's been to take a look.
Well, we've had the toad eye, the car security system, which takes a picture of anyone breaking in. Now we've got the coffee eye. Computer Department Research Associate David Evers.
All we have to do is to click on a little button that says coffee machine, like this, and eventually I get a picture on my workstation, and it looks like somebody else has drunk all the coffee. There's not a sausage there at the moment, so I guess I'm going to have to go and make some myself.
Wouldn't it be a good idea to make the picture image even bigger, because then you could see he was drinking all the coffee?
Yeah, but I think we should try and protect the guilty here.
The system's linked to internet, the biggest computer network in the world. 20 million people now have access to the picture. When computer boffins see it on the index, curiosity gets the better of them. About 600 hacks are logging on to see the coffee pot every day. Research student Ian Pratt.
It's all sort of quite amusing that the thing which the department is perhaps most famous for in the world is something which is just a couple of hours' work. This is just a simple use of an old camera and an old computer, and we put the two together and provided a service. And it's quite a useful service for some people.
There's even a light over the jug at nights, so that people in different time zones can see it as Cambridge sleeps. And 2 months ago, David Evers came across a couple of American tourists.
I think they were coming through England on their way to Brussels or somewhere like that, and they diverted themselves from London up to Cambridge to come and see this thing in the flesh. It's all a bit bizarre, isn't it? It's a slightly clever, slightly pointless thing to do, which demonstrates the potential of technology.
The coffee is actually jolly good, and as I accompanied lecturer Derek McCauley back up to the 7th floor, I realised just how useful the coffee eye really is.
So you've actually... not so fast. So you've actually just gone to get a cup?
I use it to see when the students have put the coffee on, because often if I just go down there randomly, I wouldn't find any in the pot because they're on it so quickly. So I tend to look and see whether how it's brewing up and run down a few minutes before it's finished.
So the students are a bit greedy?
Well, when they see the coffee's ready, they're straight in there. But of course, I've got a bit of a cheat coming all the way from the 7th floor and drinking their coffee.
But after that climb, it wasn't a cup of coffee I was after. It was a pint of water and a comfortable chair.
Mike Isaacson reporting there. Some technology that we can all understand. The weather, misty tonight, with rain spreading east on Saturday.
BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.